it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on The Grave Talks, part two of Inside Paranormal Investigations, a conversation with Broken Wings Paranormal. I do want to ask about the Hotel Milford real quick, because I was watching the YouTube video. What I found super compelling, and it made me think of that when you were talking about the little girl in here, at the top of that staircase, at one point you just see this shadow go from right to left, and then it goes left to right, and then later you see it looks like the shadow of a little girl. And Cody, that was your first investigation with this group?
Not that particular video.
Okay, but that location?
Yes.
Was that, because when I'm looking at the video, I found there was a lot of really compelling evidence in that video. What was that like to be at that location for your first time? You kind of jumped. It seemed to me you were a little bit jumping off the deep end.
I was shocked.
I don't know what frame of reference I would have going in. You know, like, oh, maybe I'll hear some things. Maybe something will touch me. What was it like for you?
I don't really know how to describe it.
Exhilarating?
Yes.
Terrifying?
Yes. I wasn't terrified because I'm so interested in it. And so it was just so fun to me.
Well, Cody, you grew up in Milford, right? You're from there.
Yeah.
So have you visited the hotel before and felt, oh, this place could be haunted? And then to be there and experience it, could you notice a difference?
I have been in there a couple times before, but it was a haunted house for Halloween one time, and I didn't get an eerie feeling.
I'll give you an example of when I think Cody really realized what was going on. When Chelsea was doing her one-on-one on night three, she got a name. Do you remember what it was?
Bartholomew?
Yes. So we're sitting there, and Chelsea gets the name Bartholomew. And this is something that we discovered was brought in by another group, which we won't tell the name, and kind of left it there in the hotel. Once we were upstairs and we were running our spirit portal, the name Bartholomew immediately came through the... I asked Bartholomew to speak, and the portal said Bartholomew. And Cody just about jumped off the bed at that point. She was sitting next to Brady and a young girl that was there with us. It was very clearly Bartholomew.
Yeah. It was crazy.
And is that hotel now empty, or is it used as a hotel? Because it looks pretty abandoned.
It's owned by a family. And so this family have been slowly renovating it over the years. So it's not an actual hotel. It's not an operation, but it is for the family because they'll go down, they'll visit, they'll spend weekends down there. And each family member has their own room that they're responsible for.
Yeah. And it's a gathering place for the locals as well. They'll put on like dinners. We were down there not long ago. They did an old fogies dinner. It was just kind of like a potluck, and they invite pretty much the whole town to come there when they're there.
They host the car show too.
Yeah.
So when they have the annual Hotel Milford car show, everyone will come down, do dinner. Yeah. All of the cars will be nearby.
Because it's a great looking building. And it's nice to see that
beautiful.
They are using it, because I'm always concerned about buildings like that getting torn down at some point. So I'm glad that somebody's taking care of it.
And the city would love to do that, but they can't right now, right? So they're actually in a fight over zoning and all this other stuff right now. And our team has officially taken over any paranormal investigations there. So if people want to investigate a Hotel Milford, we will be the contacts for that. And we've taken that over. We've gotten so close to the owners that they may as well be our parents. I mean,
I love that.
They're incredible. The vibe, the dynamics, they are so loving and accepting. I mean, I love them.
Yeah, they're great people. And they live here in Salt Lake, so it's not they're always close. I mean, we've had them over here for dinner for showings of their videos from the hotel. And, you know, they've just basically become family.
Is that location always that active as it was in the videos?
I would bet that it is, because it has been every time we've been there.
That's what I was going to say, Steve, is it's just been active every time we've been there.
Yeah, and we were even there back in October. There was a television show there. Oh, hell, I can say it now. It's way up there. Ghost Adventures was there, and some of us were there while they were there. It was active that night, too. In fact, one of the people they had there got scratched. It's always like that. And I'll be there next week or later this week. I'll be there on Wednesday to install the security system. And I'm pretty sure that it's going to be just as active. I mean, I've had something sit on the bed while I was there.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, he texted me at 2:00 in the morning and said something just sat on the bed. I'm just noting this. You don't have to reply. And I'm like, well, I'm awake now.
Yeah, it was 2:46 a.m. I thought something sat on the bed. On the video, you can see that something pushes on the bed, but not necessarily sat down. It's right on video. Push down on the bed.
You know, and he thinks I'm going to spend the night in this hotel. No.
Well, I do have to say that you two must have a good relationship. If Steve can call you, Laura, and say, something just sat on the bed next to me, and you assume it's paranormal. So,
right? Yeah, well.
Well, it's been a running joke since the beginning of this, since I joined the team, because for a very, very long time, I was the only male, and I had all these wives. So, yeah, it was a running joke for quite some time.
Chelsea, what did you pick up on in the hotel?
There is a lot that's there. Now, the Bartholomew figure that we have talked about, he is also the wolf man with the swirling orbs that Susie talked about earlier. That is also in night 3 of the video. He was very malevolent, very malicious, and he was not allowed to be there. So I did get rid of him amongst the owner's requests. But the other spirits have stayed, and they're more than happy to stay as well. There's, like Steve said earlier, a little girl named Ginny. She's cute. She's fun. There is a man named Daniel, and this last time we were there, I'm pretty sure he looked drunk. And so I think he was the thing that pushed on Steve's bed, you know, drunk ghost, just losing his balance, walking around. Drunk ghosts. And then one of the original owners back when it was an actual running hotel, Daisy is still there, and she refuses to leave. That is her home. She wants to make sure it's taken care of. And she's still, even in spirit, very headstrong, and she's fully aware of what's going on. So she loves that the current owners are repairing it. So there's many more spirits there, but there's been a lot of experiences. I've had some good conversations with some too.
The one other location I did want to ask you about, and I'll start with you, Erica, the St. James Hospital. And this is one that you've gone to a couple times as well.
I actually missed the first one. I can't remember if they went when I had my baby or whatever.
Now, tell me a little bit about the hospital, where it's at, what it's like.
It's in Butte, Montana, and the outside of it is, I find it actually quite pretty. It's massive. It's huge.
Yeah.
And the man that owns it, he's renovating it, turning turning it into smaller apartments and like renting them out. Where he gets the money to do that, I have no idea, but it is such a cool place.
Yeah, that wouldn't be cheap.
No, no. And I found out when I got home that my husband's grandma was actually born there.
Isn't that crazy? Those,
that's cool.
You know, when you find out those personal stories that connect you to a location?
Yeah, that place, very haunted. Mm-hmm. Terrifying. I would go again. I would do that one again.
This has been around for a while. Like, this goes back to late 1800s, right?
Yeah.
Brady, did you, before I say, tell me about that, did you go on that one?
I did. Yeah. I didn't go the second time. I went the first time. And it is definitely a huge building and crazy. It took quite a lot setting up all the equipment in that place.
And when you go to a place like that, because of its size, do you kind of tend to focus on a part of it, or do you try to kind of capture as much as you possibly can? I'll ask you, Steve.
Well, that's what we have Chelsea or Brett for, because they'll know where we need to be pretty much all the time. So, but in a location that size, we're not going to cover it in one night. The second time we went, we didn't do the fourth floor. We did the third floor because the first time we went, we weren't able to do the third floor. But we tried to, we know the most active locations are like the nursery and the surgical rooms on the third floor where the miners, where a lot of miners died and things like that. So we typically go where we believe or where Brett and Chelsea pick up on where the spirits are at.
The strongest activity.
Yeah. And it's always proven by equipment as well. So it's a no-brainer when they say, oh, well, go here. Then that's what we do. Chelsea couldn't even see the fourth floor when we were there last time. So we didn't go there. The first time we were there, and this was the worst part, and this is why I don't have a tendency to take people places where we've never been. The first time we were there, we invited a couple of guests, and they were both negatively impacted while we were there. It was like something that was jumping from person to person.
Ooh.
So we had this guest, Carter, who all of a sudden, and it wasn't cold by any means in this place at all. But Carter all of a sudden was freezing. And then a few seconds later, he was fine. And then our other guest, Cheryl, it was like she got attacked. And it was like she was having
a seizure
almost. And Susie's like rushing over to her to help her. And Lara's taking off jewelry, trying to, you know,
my crystals,
try to get crystals on her and things like that. Cause she was literally shaking out of control. Now on the video, it looks hokey as hell, but it was not hokey in the moment. I mean, it was freaky.
What do you do when that happens? You know, you do the best you can. Do you try to get her out of it physically?
Yes, but and we wanted to get her out of the building. But keep in mind, we're on the fourth floor.
Right.
So she's
stair challenged.
Yeah.
Because she has bad knees. And there was no way we were going to be able to rush her out of the building. So we had to do the best we could do in the moment. And like I said, Susie's there. Susie, explain what you were doing.
In a moment like that, where we know we cannot just get her out of the building, the most important thing is to ground her, to remind her who she is, where she is, and that it is her energy. So I was talking her through it. You know, this is you. How are you feeling? Like, what is you and what is not you? Having her separate herself from what she's experiencing with what is affecting her. So while I was doing that, we had Lara giving her crystals to help take some of that energy away. And so after a little bit of time, Cheryl was able to center and ground herself and then talk about the experience. So I feel like that helped a lot.
Now, I'm not sure because I've never been in this situation, but I would think you would have to follow up with her after a few days to make sure she's okay after that?
Yeah, yeah, she was connecting with one of the burn victims.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So she could like feel the pain. She got caught up in those emotions that she was experiencing from the spirit that was connecting with her. And so there was some trauma after the fact. You know, it was residual. It kind of, she held on to some of it, which she is Lara's friend. Is there anything you want to talk about with that?
You know, I don't even remember. She hasn't really said much about it.
No, and not after like a week. She was fine, but.
Yeah. And I mean, I got her, you know, her husband who I worked with, he asked me to make one of my triple protection bracelets for her, you know, so I made one up for her and she wears those, you know, that bracelet now, but no, she seems to be okay with it now. I mean, she wanted to go back.
Oh, her and her husband are still investigating regularly. They're doing like public hunts and things like that. And they still go with us on occasion when we have spots, you know.
They got Milford with us. They got us into Milford.
Yeah, they're the ones that actually gave us the Milford location. So, yeah, they've investigated other stuff with us, and we've always referred to Cheryl as a spirit magnet. And if she's around, there's activity. So, yeah,
she does.
Yeah, she has abilities that she doesn't understand.
But I do think it's important for her to learn how to protect herself. And that's something that you can help her with, Laura and Susie. Like, with your knowledge, she kind of needs that, I would think.
You know, and it wasn't something we prepared. It's not something that we had experienced before. So I'm glad that our natural instincts took over, and it is what really helped her to become disconnected from whatever was attaching to her.
This right here is a good example of why I think it's important if you want to start doing paranormal investigations. It's quite serious. You know, I think people think it's going to be like TV and they're going to jump, or like a haunted attraction during October where something jumps out and scares you. Things can happen. And when you're with a seasoned group of people like you guys, you were able to be there to help her through that.
There are serious risks.
There are risks, and you never know what to expect at a location you've never been to. And so those that want to look into investigating, you know, try to do research on locations that have like videos or people that have talked about it, and go somewhere gentle or calmer, you know, mild. For your first couple, because you do get to some of these bigger ones and you have to have experience to make it through the terrifying moments that you may come into.
Well, yeah, that was totally we didn't have any idea that was going to happen. No. So it was pretty scary.
But you got to think that hospital had been shut down for 30 years. It was started by three nuns, which we ended up capturing one of them, the apparition. But for that energy to be stagnant for that long and us to come in, it was like this overwhelming sense of all of these spirits like, ooh, we haven't had anyone to talk to.
What kind of activity did you pick up on there? You saw apparitions and voices, I'm going to guess. Was it kind of a little bit of everything?
Well, the biggest thing was the most frequent activity we had, and this was both times we were there, we have a Boo Buddy, which I don't know if you know what that is, but it's a teddy bear that picks up on motion, EMF. It picks up on pretty much everything. But if you touch the bear, it'll say, like, ooh, that tickles, or I like to hold your hand, or something like that. But it has three different sayings when it gets touched. And we put the bear in the nursery. And that bear was getting touched on the regular. So that was very interesting. And we always get good EVPs there. And we got a lot of interesting... we did have some disembodied voices, but we also, the first time we were there, we were sitting still on the fourth floor, and something literally, you heard something fall over in the back corner of the room. And when I say the room, there's no walls, so it's basically the whole fourth floor. So the back corner of the fourth floor, we heard something move. And Brett and I were chasing it for a good 5-10 minutes. And it was, you could see it. You could see it darting around corners with your own eyes.
Oh, wow.
Some sort of shadow figure. Yeah.
There was the little boy. We believe that he had passed away from cancer. He pretty much lived at the hospital. And the way he was seen was, you know, eyes sunken in. He just didn't look healthy. So we got him a few times. He just hangs out. He liked the bear.
Yep.
Now, that's something I want to ask Chelsea about, because I have this thing about ghost children. And I think it's just a maternal, even though I don't have kids, I feel very maternal about this. But I just feel very emotional about them. Why do you think it is a child would remain behind at a hospital like that?
Because sometimes children stay for different reasons, or they're moved to locations. But for a hospital, it could be good or bad. You know, if you think about why spirits are here in general in the first place, is because they don't realize they've passed, or they didn't get to do something before they passed. Kids, it could be, you know, maybe they ended up having a good experience. You know, that was their home. They lived there in the hospital. Or it could be that there was something they needed to do in their life that they didn't get to do. Mm-hmm. And so they're, you know, in a sense, like tormented at the fact that being upset that they couldn't do something or experience more of life as they were so young.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Think about the little girl from Lexi's haunted place. So that little girl, I think it was because she was lost. She couldn't find her parents.
Yeah. Or the other cobwebs. There was a little boy.
A little boy there that we moved on, yeah.
Yeah, he was lost. He couldn't find his parents.
He was attached to a car, a truck.
A little toy truck. Yeah. You know, there are some, like, there was a batting cage we did last summer. And a couple of the kids that were there, I can't remember her name, but her name was also Susie.
Yeah.
She was there because she followed somebody. It's right next to a park. And so she liked playing with the kids at the park.
Oh, so yeah.
I think it's just different. Every situation, I think, is just different in the location.
Oh. And what we've discovered over time is, it doesn't matter if they're children or adults or whatever. A lot of them don't know, like Chelsea said, they don't know they're dead. They don't remember their names. There's been a lot of times you would say, "Do you remember your name?" And they say, "No."
Well, if they've been there a long time, they tend to forget that, I think.
Or if they're too newly crossed over, they haven't gotten their full consciousness back.
Confusion.
Yeah, they're confused. So they also could not know their name or what's going on because it's too new for them. There's a transition period.
Well, see, that's a funny thing, and we try to cross over spirits in locations that we're told that it's okay, right? But we have been in locations where they're like, "You do not cross over any spirits here."
Which is heartbreaking, too, because when you find a child or when you find somebody that wants to move on, we can't do it because the owners don't want us to.
That really bothers me, actually.
It bothers me, too. It really bothers me, too, because I can see them and I can see that, you know, they're ready.
Yeah.
You know, they want to go. Mm. So that one really bothers me.
Well, I'm going to ask one question of Erica, and everybody else can chime in, but I'm starting with Erica for obvious reasons, because you do all the planning. What's next for everybody? Do you have some exciting locations you're going to be going to this year?
Yes. Next weekend... Well, not this upcoming weekend, but the one after that, we are going to do a private residence in Draper. And then, oh my goodness, after that is our trip to Idaho, Steve?
Idaho.
Yep.
For the Egyptian Theater.
The Egyptian Theater, which we believe we're doing with News 6, ABC, and ABC.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know how many times the Egyptian's been done. I didn't really start looking into it too much yet. And then the next night we have our Northrop Grumman event at the Idaho prison.
Yep. When I did book the theater, she only talked about one group that did it prior, and they kind of wrecked it for everybody else. They weren't allowing them. I know, I hate that.
We'll do the Idaho Reformatory School and then the old tuberculosis hospital.
Yes.
Oh, you guys have some great locations coming up.
We're going to try to do the entire city of Silver City in Idaho later in the year. And then in June, I think we're planning Nevada for the Goldfield School and the Goldfield Hotel, if I'm not mistaken.
Nevada, I've never been there.
Yep.
You guys have some good locations coming up. And I'm not sure who to direct this question to, but you said you're doing a private residence. Is that kind of intimidating to go into someone's home? And because sometimes I could see them inviting you in to confirm. And, oh, wait, I know also what I wanted to ask. Who had the house that was haunted that y'all investigated for? We brought that up at the very beginning of this.
Erica.
Oh, yes. We had to do my grandma's house. We did my childhood home. You got to do all the houses before you sell them off, right? Just to see.
Yeah, we did our house that Chelsea grew up in, too. So,
what was that like to go back in there? Because when you go back in, you're kind of stirring it up, right?
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing ever. And it brought back so many memories. Especially sitting in my childhood bedroom, all I could do was just kind of picture myself sitting there cross-legged on the floor with my best friend with our stupid-ass Ouija board.
bringing it all in.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Well, you only have to be 8 years old to summon a demon, you know.
But
I mean, had I started that soon... but there was some stuff there that I think had been there since I was a kid. So we got a lot of stuff there, some visual evidence and definitely the creep factors that we all live for. So it was a good location.
I don't think I could go back into the house I grew up in. I don't want to go back in there again. I'm like, spend enough time there.
Mine's been torn down. So,
well, my brother came across our YouTube video a few weeks ago of our childhood home, and he texted me and he's like, "Hey, did you investigate our house?" I was like, "We definitely talked about this." I just saw my childhood bedroom on freaking YouTube. Like, yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you, how did that not come up? You know, how did your brother not hear about it?
Nobody listens to me.
And if how did he not remember it? Like, that's kind of a big thing.
Yeah. Yep. I told him we're doing the duplex this weekend. And he was like, "Oh, okay, have fun with that," or some crap. I don't know. He probably was playing video games while he was listening
exactly.
to me.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Go on.
You did ask a question about the doing private residences.
Oh, yes.
The ones that we do, for example, the Draper Historical Society, we did a museum not too long ago. And so the people who are connected with that location have invited us to investigate at their home due to the activity that they are experiencing. Homes, we have to take into consideration a lot more aspects, right? Making sure the location is not made public to protect the, you know, residents.
Right.
But it's going to be interesting for us to see if there's anything that may have followed that person or is connected to that individual that came from the museum.
Do they want it to be confirmed that they have activity, or it's just like, "Hey, we have activity, come on in"? Or
well, they do. They both do. Kat and her mother both have activity in their homes. So this is a two-team effort, actually. We co-op with another team here locally called Paranormal Seekers, and they're going to do Esther's house, which is Kat's mother, and we're going to do Kat's house. And then soon after, we're going to schedule another date where my team, or our team, does the Esther's house, and Janelle's team will do cats.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. Well, and that's the nice thing about having a good co-op team that you can work with is I don't tell them anything that happens. So they get to go in and experience it themselves. And then we discuss later, after we're all done, what they experienced and see if what the similarities are.
And is that one that you share information with the public about, or do you just keep that to yourselves?
No, well, it'll be in the video. Okay. I mean, any house that we go to that says we can do a video, we reveal it.
Okay, because that would be really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just hide the location.
Yeah, we don't
addresses give or anything.
Yeah, no addresses.
Yeah, because I want to see that. Well, yep. You guys come back anytime because you're going to have updates every few months. So
oh, yeah.
You just definitely. Let me know when you want to come back. Busy. I would love to have you back on anytime.
Absolutely. We'll keep in touch for sure.
Thank you, Carol. So much for taking
thank
the time.
Thank you, Carol, so much.
Yeah, thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that wraps up our conversation about Inside Paranormal Investigations with Broken Wings Paranormal. For more information, find them on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes without commercials, you could become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Out at McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken meal deal o un $6 McDouble meal deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.